How many baby photos have you seen today on Facebook? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Schopp Sullivan, professor of human sciences at The Ohio State University, details why certain mothers share more than others.
It is only natural that new parents want to share pictures of their children with family and friends and celebrate their children's accomplishments. The advent of social networking sites such as Facebook has made sharing baby pictures and updates as easy as tapping on a screen. As a parenting researcher who has watched social networking grow exponentially in popularity over the last 10 years, I became interested in how often new parents use social networking sites and what the impact might be on new parents' mental health. Our study followed 182 couples who were expecting their first child across the year surrounding their child's birth. When their infants were 9 months old, we surveyed these parents about their use of Facebook in the early months of parenthood. We asked fathers as well as mothers, but quickly learned that mothers spent more time on Facebook and took primary responsibility for posting baby photos. Thus, we focused on new mothers. One of the first things we discovered was that certain mothers, those who are more concerned with validating their identities as mothers and those who believe that others expect them to be perfect parents, were more active on Facebook. They reported stronger emotional reactions when photos of their child received more or fewer likes and comments than anticipated. We then tested whether Facebook use was associated with elevated depressive symptoms in the first months of parenthood. Indeed, mothers who sought external validation for their mothering identity and were perfectionistic about parenting experienced increases in depressive symptoms indirectly through higher levels of Facebook activity. So, should mothers give up Facebook? Not necessarily. New mothers who find themselves spending a lot of time on Facebook and whose time on Facebook leaves them feeling blue may consider taking a break from Facebook and pursuing other ways of interacting with family and friends to share the joys and stresses of motherhood.
That was Sarah Schopp Sullivan of The Ohio State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.